1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Christopher Cruz. 17 trucks carrying food and medicine, two possibly loaded with fuel, moved into Gaza today. But CBS's Charlie Daggett says trucks are not the only thing that may be headed into the enclave.
What we've witnessed is a steady buildup of hundreds of thousands of Israeli troops and heavy equipment in staging areas, all pointed in one direction, about a mile from Gaza.
As trucks enter Gaza, families are hoping the hostages being held by Hamas will be allowed to leave. CBS's Bradley Blackburn has that.
Officials are working to free more than 200 hostages still held by Hamas. The release of two Americans, Judith and Natalie Renan, has given hope to families, including this mother whose 23-year-old son, a U.S. citizen, was abducted from a music festival by terrorists.
We are hopeful that the people who were behind, you know, this wonderful release of Judith and Natalie will keep working night and day.
The Israeli military, meanwhile, says its troops in northern Israel are being attacked by a group in Lebanon. IDF Lieutenant Colonel Jonathan Kornikas says Israel is responding.
Hezbollah is really trying to escalate the situation. Dozens of anti-tank missiles have been fired by Hezbollah at Israel. At this stage, we are responding to the aggressions only, and we haven't decided to escalate the situation further.
House Republicans will try again this week to elect a speaker. The man who was ousted from that position, Kevin McCarthy, tells NBC it's time to quit messing around.
Steve Scalise would have done an excellent job. I supported him. Jim Jordan would have. I just know this is not a time to play games. This is embarrassing for the Republican Party. It's embarrassing for the nation.
Detroit police continue to search for the killer or killers of a leader of a synagogue. CBS News Detroit reporter Kelly Vaughn says the woman was killed yesterday morning.
Police found Wolf's body, which had been stabbed multiple times. They say they then followed a trail of blood from her body to her home, which is where they believe the crime occurred. Samantha Wool was the board president of the Isaac Agree Synagogue. In a Facebook post, the synagogue wrote that they are shocked and saddened to learn of her unexpected death.
A funeral is scheduled for this afternoon. Police in Maryland continue to search for a man they say shot and killed a circuit court judge last week. Washington County Sheriff Brian Albert.
It's a pretty big area that we're looking at. I mean, you know, it's hundreds of acres in there that, you know, within a 10-minute walk, you can be at a lot of places down there, especially with the canal. There's a railroad track that runs through, and then some other local roads.
This is CBS News.
Today, better nutrition and great taste are more important than ever. That's why Eggland's Best gives you and your family more. And that's healthy news for everyone. Only Eggland's Best.
I'm Dr. Stork. Eggs are a staple in our diets, and there's only one egg with more delicious farm-fresh taste plus superior nutrition. Eggland's Best. With more vitamins, including 6 times more vitamin D and 10 times more vitamin E, plus 25% less saturated fat than ordinary eggs. Available in so many delicious varieties. Classic, cage-free, and organic. Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
I've been driving commercial vehicles for 20 years. Every big road across this country, anywhere the work takes me, that's where I'm driving. But that's not where I'm going. I'm going to see my little girl graduate high school, and my boy get married, and to teach my grandkids a thing or two. And I realize everyone out there is going somewhere. So it just makes sense to help each other get there safely. Let's all get where we're going. Learn more at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Paid for by the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration.
Teachers, learners, schools, and communities have never faced more challenges than they do in 2023. Is education a matter of national security? Major elections, artificial intelligence, educator shortages, these issues have serious implications. Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci break it down every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. for you and your neighbor. Busted Pencils on the Civic Media Network.
Find previous shows and more at civicmedia.us.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. partly cloudy skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 54. Winds out of the southwest 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy tonight, lows dip down to about 38. Scattered rain showers likely tomorrow, high of 56. Cloudy skies expected. Chance for scattered storms Tuesday and Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 49.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. We want to hear from you there, too. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
You're tuned in to your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
I'm Mike Clemens.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. Your home. It's time to go under the helmet with the Gravedigger. Once again, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Wipe the dust out your ass. Earl wants to rant and rave about his Detroit Lions. What's up, Earl?
Man, why is it my Detroit Lions?
Oh, don't you try to act like it now, Earl. No.
Okay.
I want the people to know what we talk about when we ain't on here. Tell the truth, Earl.
Good morning and welcome to Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger on the Earl Ingram Show. And so let's clear the air.
Please.
So I told Gilbert, beginning of the season, the Detroit Lions
are
the real deal. And Gilbert clearly corrected me and didn't believe that the Detroit Lions were the real deal. I told him the Lions won the last 10 games last year and just missed the playoffs. They're now 5-1. Firmly cemented as one of the best football teams in the NFL, not the NFC, in the entire NFL. And so, you know, they won again on yesterday. They beat a 3-1 Tampa Bay Buccaneer team. Hey, why are you holding your head, man?
Hurry up and get finished.
Hey, man. They're the real deal, Gilbert. Offense, defense, the coach. Yeah, man. Hey, we may be seeing the Detroit Lions. They may be playing a playoff game in Ford Field.
Don't you start. Wait to hold the 49ers grab hold of them Lions.
Hey, man, and Philly both got beat by teams that weren't so great yesterday. So the Lions got the same record as the 49ers and the Eagles. I know, man. And so, listen. I get it. You're a Green Bay Packer.
Hey, you Lion fan. Mark my words. Let's see what they had in week 12 and week 13. Let's see how good they are then.
Yeah, man, I told you. They've won.
Flash in the pan.
They've won 15 out of the last 16 games, man. When they said that the 49ers won 15 straight games. Everybody was, the great 49ers. Detroit did the same thing.
Is this the Detroit Lions show?
No, man. We're getting ready. This is
Detroit Lions show. I must have hit my head as I came through the door.
Hey, so here's the deal. So it's we're talking about the Packers. So let's talk about the Green Bay.
We're talking about the Packers. We're talking about them. Detroit Kitty Cat.
Hey, man, didn't you tell me? You told me. Get it out of the way.
Girl, you know what?
Get it off your chest.
Listen. I'm going to go on and say this on the airwaves of the Earl Ingram Show. You were right. I was wrong. The Detroit Lions are a football team.
Hey, man, you know.
That's all I'm going to say. I ain't going to say they're a great football team. I ain't going to say they're a good football team. They are a football team. But guess what? Who's knocking on the back door?
Who?
The Green Bay Packers.
Well, let's talk about the Green Bay Packers.
Because them other two dummies played yesterday, too, and one won and one lost. But we still two in the division.
So, well, right. Hey, Gilbert.
Right.
The only reason you're two in the division because the Packers play one less game than the rest of them. The Packers are 2-2.
No, you're not saying it right. We didn't even play this week and we still number two.
I know, man. It's only been four games, man.
So everybody else played five, and we still number two. Uh-huh.
That 13 more games to play. Let's get to the Packers, man. Let's get to the Packers. Okay, so there's been a lot of conversation during this bye week.
Listen, y'all, he going to pull up all the bad.
About Jordan Love. And I'm not the person who wrote all this stuff, man, right?
Oh, no.
The people who writing this stuff about Jordan Love, they're the ones who got all the statistics. And they got a
PhD in football. They played the game, so we're going to listen to them.
Well, they got a PhD, and it stands for piled high and deep. So
I like that one.
So here's the deal. You can keep saying Jordan Love. I read something the other day where a cat was talking about Gilbert. It's time to sit Jordan Love and bring that rookie quarterback out.
Wait. Who said that?
One writer, man. I don't know who he was, but he's some writer. And he somehow...
You can say his name on the air so we can send him some paper.
I know, man.
Is he crazy?
Well, he saw the backup quarterback do some good stuff in preseason, right? I saw him, and I said he's a pretty decent quarterback. But if he out there every play and they coming for his neck, guess what he gonna do, Gilbert?
Oh my God.
So here's at the root of what's happening with the Packers, Gilbert.
Please.
Right tackle, Zach Tom. He's got 12 pressures in four games. Rashid Walker, he got 10 pressures in four games. John Runyon. 7 pressures in 4 games. Josh Myers, 6 pressures in 4 games. Elton Jenkins, 7 pressures in 3 games. So let me ask you, Gilbert, you played defensive tackle. Defensive tackle, right? No, you didn't play tackle. You played nose guard. So
same thing.
So Gilbert, when they get in that many pressures, How can anything run on the offense? If I total that up, that's almost 50 some odd pressures. That's almost 10 pressures a game, Gilbert, not counting the sacks.
But Earl, you said this reporter knows everything, and he's saying let's bench Jordan Love. Not saying that he got 50 pressures in 4 games. He didn't see that. Who is the guy that you said? Find out who this fool is so I can talk about it.
Now, check this out. At the same time, Christian Watson only has 6 total touches for the entire 4 games. He only had the ball in his hands 6 times.
Even though you started out wrong with them Detroit Lions, boy, you breaking it down right now.
Hey, man. Woo! Aaron Jones only touched the ball 17 times in 4 games. These are the engine that make the offense go, right?
The engine that pushes the engine. Yes.
Right.
Yes. You know how you got 2 locomotives?
Right.
One pushing the other? Yes. You got that right there.
So
and if you remember last year, everybody was talking about Aaron Jones needs at least 25 touches per game.
That's a lot of touches, man. But if
you go back and look at all the statistics, when he touched the ball more than 25 touches a game, We win.
Oh, there's, well, there's no question. He is, without question, he's a game breaker, and so is Watson. So if your two game breakers have not even basically been on the field, you can say, and you know, that's part of the reason. But to say that Jordan Love should be measured right now because he's 55% completion rate. He's thrown for 1,000 yards in four games. That's 250 yards a game. He's got a 77% passer rating. And he's thrown 9 touchdowns and 7 picks. Now, if you just look at those numbers, you would say, well, man, that's pretty bad for a starting quarterback. But then if you turn around, Gilbert, and look at all those pressures and sacks, he's running for his life.
Earl, I've been telling you since day one, it starts up front. But people want to look at the skill guys, and then they want to start pointing fingers when they need to start pointing fingers at that offensive line.
Gilbert, they've got a young offensive line. I mean, Zach Tom, this is only his second year. Walker, I think it's about his second year. Myers is a young guy. You know, they've got a young offensive line.
And hey, Earl.
Yeah.
I love you when you do your homework, man.
Oh, man. Come on.
Because you breaking it down this morning, dog. You breaking it down the right way so these people can understand where the problems are.
Yeah. Period. You know, it's easy to say the quarterback is no good, and we need to, and that he's at the root of the problem. But even, Gilbert, even if Aaron Rodgers was playing today, it would be worse.
It would be the same outcome.
Well, Gilbert, I said it would be worse because I've seen Jordan Love. He can move around a little bit.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers can't move anymore, and it would be even worse for him. Because what they really counted on, man, they counted on what's the left tackle's name?
Bakhtiari.
They counted on Bakhtiari. They really did. And the one game he played, he didn't give up any pressures. So, you know, you take him out of there, man, and it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough sledding for him. You know, because where do they go, Gilbert? They've got to let these guys learn the positions. Right? I mean, these are the best guys they have. They're not going to go out and get – where are they going to find top-flight offensive linemen right now?
Right now? Nowhere. Nowhere.
Doesn't matter how much money they have, there's none, right?
Unless somebody let a aging veteran go, that's the only help we can get.
All right, listen, we got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger on the Earl Ingram Show. You can join us, 844-967-2789. I know it's been a while since the Packers have played, man. It's almost like, hey, man, Packers aren't on. Packers aren't on. The Packers aren't on. So it made me watch some other stuff like the Lions. We'll be right back.
Youth sports are community sports. When you run into an old friend while you're cheering on your local team,
hi there,
or making your way back to your seat and asking what you missed,
miss.
Youth Athletics brings the community together. Help us support local high school and amateur sports by joining our team of amazing sponsors. Call Ashley today at 715-496-0710. That's 715-496-0710. And join us as we continue to keep our community connected.
Do you have questions about your retirement? Ameriprise Financial Advisors Shannon Moon and Jason Kramer can help. With the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach, you'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap to get you where you want to go. Call Shannon and Jason today at 715-421-2250. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. A proud sponsor of Badger Football.
It's that time of year where things go bump in the night. Ghosts and ghouls and goblins are spotted roaming the foggy late-night landscape, preparing for Halloween. Coming soon, there will be tricks and treats, costumes and fun. But remember, there's only one thing more scary and disturbing than vampires, witches, or even clowns. The most frightening thing of all, an old, rickety, dark and dirty porta-potty. Don't let the thought of a porta-potty frighten you. Crockett Septic has a huge inventory of porta-potties available for events, parties, and promotions, and they're always clean and comfortable. Stay away from those nasty porta-coffins and call Crockett Septic for a porta-potty experience that won't scare the well, you know, out of you. From Rome to Rudolph in Junction City, Grand Rapids, and Nakusa, all the way to Point and Plover, Crockett Septic can handle your porta-potty needs, holding tanks and septic pumping too. Call Crockett Septic today, 715-712-3456.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy today with highs around 53. Northerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 39 tonight, mainly cloudy. Daytime highs approaching 55. Tomorrow, cloudy skies expected. Low 60s Wednesday with a chance for scattered showers. Cooler Thursday with highs in the upper 50s. Showers continue. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 43 degrees.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw.
540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
All right, welcome back to Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show. Yeah, so our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us that same number. You know, Gilbert, because the Packers, I really don't like the fact that they played a Monday night, a Thursday night, and then now all of a sudden, you know, they've got this bye week. Because what happens is, you know, people who are used to getting excited about the Packers, it's almost like there's this pause in the season. And so you kind of lose. I was lost yesterday, man, without the Packers playing on Sunday. And, you know, it forced me to watch the Lions. It forced me to watch the Vikings and the Chicago Bears. And, you're shaking your head, man. That's what they had on television, man. What else? I'm a football guy. What else am I gonna watch? You
Batman.
Know, reruns. Badminton.
Badminton.
Oh, badminton.
Watch paint dry before you watch that game.
Hey, man. Let me ask you, man. Because the Packers now have had, it'll be almost like 2 weeks off. Yep. When you have that much time off. Gilbert, this early in the season, is it a good thing? I mean, when you played, how was it?
It's different, man, because when I played, we usually had our bye week 8 games into the season. You know what I'm saying? So it's like mid-season, we get a break, recharge our batteries, and then get ready for the rest of the season. When you have it early like this, it can be a curse, man, because you're going to need that later on down the road to get some guys healthy. You know what I'm saying? And And whoever made this schedule, man, and we agreed to it, or we ain't had no choice or whatever, that bye game comes so early, man. I mean, it's kind of like a wasted opportunity.
You know, man, let's do this. Let's go to the phone lines first. Hey, Rico, how you doing, man? Good morning to you.
Uh-oh, Rico.
How you guys doing this morning?
All right, man. So hey. So let me ask you, man. No Packer game Sunday. What did you do, man?
I watched all the other games.
Right.
What I could.
Yeah, right.
Know, what I could.
But you would have rather watched the Packer game. You watched the Lions. What'd you say?
You betcha, brother.
You said you watched the Lions.
I watched the Lions game. And I watch the Bears and Vikings game. I watch everybody in our division. You always got to keep your eye on the competition. The Lions look like they're going to give us a little competition this year. You're right about that. But I want to go back to this guy. This guy here be talking about, oh, we're going to give, you know, put the backup quarterback in there. After all the stats you just laid out, everybody knows it's we got a, you know, a little problem going on with that frontline offense. But you know what? I want to go back to two or three. Week two, week three, we're on the same show. They were talking about, what are you saying, Earl? Oh, we got to get rid of that A.J. Dillon. Well, I want to recall, Packer fans, let's go back to this last game, and if you rewind it and watch it,
Dillon played well.
Dillon took that ball 50, 60 yards downfield, brother, and took that thing to the house all by himself. I think it was the only touchdown we got that night. And I just want to remind people, let's not be so quick to get rid of people. That's what I say. Let's not be so quick about that.
Hey, Rico, thank you very much for the call. Gilbert.
Rico Suave. Okay. hey, see, Rico been listening to the show, man. You know what I'm saying? You can't point fingers at those skilled guys right now. If the big boys up front ain't doing their job. And I'm going to be more critical than anybody. But do you hear me say we got to sit down Jordan Love? At any part of this?
No.
We're pointing the fingers at this offensive line. It starts up front. They got to take the brunt of this blame.
Oh, so, Gilbert, so, you know, the Packers knew going in that they – I read something the other day where it said that they made a mistake by not drafting additional offensive linemen because they really thought that they were set as offensive with offensive line. You're shaking your head. You never sat there, huh?
The talent dude. That's his job. Who was the talent dude? What's his name?
Gutekunst.
He's the talent dude. You know what I'm saying? And when you sitting up here drafting all these tight ends and all these other dudes, first round Van Ness and all What happened with us taking part in strengthening this offensive line? Because you knew left tackle Bakhtiari, as great as he is, he's guaranteed to miss a few games. Guaranteed. So why not solidify that left tackle spot?
Well, you know, Gilbert, I think they drafted some – they got some young offensive linemen. I guess they thought that this was the future. But offensive linemen, man, you know, they can get – you got cats like you coming at them. They're in a position to get injured, right? I mean, you really – that's a dangerous position.
Oh, my job is to break an offensive lineman.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The morning show on WFHR. It's informative.
Have neither of you been on sleigh rides before?
Yeah, never. Yeah. I've never been on.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I've been on like dozens. Oh, no, my gosh.
I gotta do it.
I don't even like winter.
What kind of life are you living, Seth?
He was way up in the, he was in a, like really.
Northern Minnesota, yeah. I mean, come on.
Every neighbor has a sleigh in their barn.
Big words from someone from Toma.
Oh, it's on now, bro.
Every weekday from 8 to 10 on locally grown radio.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver. And we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough, but if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowner's insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. They've really been a blessing. Operation Homefront is a safety net. A lot of veterans, they fall through the cracks sometimes. And Operation Homefront, they catch us. It's been a blessing to us. It's a blessing to other veteran families. And it's good to know that when we come home, there are people who are there that care about us and want to see us do well and want to see us succeed. And we feel it and we appreciate that. I would say you guys are angels behind closed doors.
Visit OperationHomefront.org to learn more.
Meet Ingrid, fiery spirit, caring grandma, proud trucker.
I've logged more than 4 million miles in my truck. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. I was driving outside of Ohio when a gentleman stopped suddenly in front of me. But it takes my 80,000-pound truck 200 yards to stop. I'd given myself extra room, but it's not a chance worth taking.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veterans guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Partly cloudy skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 54. Winds out of the southwest 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy tonight, lows dip down to about 38. Scattered rain showers likely tomorrow, high of 56. Cloudy skies expected. Chance for scattered storms Tuesday and Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 49.
Also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
The Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Gilbert, you don't see me getting in the groove, man?
Earl, if these people can see you bobbing your head and the way you dance, they're gonna be like, he ain't caught a rhythm yet.
That's kind of, you know, the way it was back in the day. OVP. But let me ask you this, man. I was going through. First off, congratulations. You are on. I didn't even know they were still doing John Madden.
Are you crazy?
Hey, man, come on, man.
All the kids, even the grown-ups playing the Madden game.
Well, I don't know
dudes, and dudes used to get mad because of their ratings. They get
you
pissed
mean the
off
players?
About their ratings. The players get pissed off about their ratings.
Well, you,
I ain't, though.
You,
I ain't.
You are now... I don't know what this stuff. You're the only one in the ultimate team with the unstoppable force X factor trait. So, you know, we old folk, man. What does that mean?
That means I'm a bad man. That means I can't be stopped. That means I choke two at the same time and still dig them up.
So
as you.
So you play Madden?
Oh, yeah.
Even today?
Even today. When I got time, I get on the sticks, baby.
You know. Let me get here, man. Our phone line's open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Now, this guy came up with this, Gilbert.
You need to start naming
his name is Zach Cruz, okay? And he came up with the all Brett Favre versus all Aaron Rodgers Packer team.
Okay.
Now, you know, because they haven't been in the games, this is what, you know, this is what people have to do because, you know, we're still talking football.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
They came up with this and I don't know how he measures it, but he went down every position and talked about the comparisons between, the Brett Favre's 1992 from the era featuring the best players from the era 1992 to 2022 of the two legendary quarterbacks, and I couldn't help, man, as we went down the defensive line,
because
sometimes we forget, man, because we didn't play. You played. You knew the guys you played with.
Right.
But I looked at the cats you had with you, man. Gilbert Brown, Santana Dotson, Cullen Jenkins, and Cletus Hunt. You remember them cats? You remember them cats?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So let me ask you, because I remember Cletus Hunt sometimes making – he was a pretty rough dude, man.
Yeah, he was a tough hombre.
So Cullen Jenkins was a pretty tough cat.
He was a tough one too.
So, and then you mix Santana Dotson and you in there. That's, you know, that's a pretty memorable top flight tackles, right? Is it safe to say that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That was a good mix of salt and pepper.
Now, Santana was like kind of the oldest one of you guys. The other three of you guys were kind of young, right?
Yeah, we was the puppies.
Yeah. So tell us what it was like, man, to play with Cullen Jenkins, Cletus Hunt, and Santana Dotson. You know, man, even as dominant as you were, what was it like?
It was like you got to have that complimentary player. You know what I'm saying? He got to do something in order for me to eat. I got to do something in order for him to eat. And we played off of each other. Me and Santana were the best at it. You know, and then Cletus came along, and then Cullen came along. And they all three brought a different piece to the table. You know what I'm saying? I think to me, Santana was probably the best pure pass rusher. Cletus was more power with his pass rush, and Cullen was too. You know what I'm saying? So they all, everybody had their own flavor to them.
Well, so now you also played as a younger cat with Reggie White, and what was the other cat's name, the guy from San Diego?
It was Reggie White and Sean Jones.
Sean Jones. That was, and who else did you have with you?
When we all played together, it was Santana, me, Reggie, Sean.
Okay.
And I'm going to say this right now, and I don't mean to toot everybody's horn, and you can even go back to the Lombardi days. That defensive line we had in 96 that only gave up 19 touchdowns, I'm going to say we was probably one of the premier defensive lines in Green Bay Packer history.
19 touchdowns in the entire season.
We only played 16 games, sir.
I know, but they, man, that's an average of one touchdown a game, man. That's phenomenal.
We went hunting, man. Hey, we was hunting out there.
So now during the Aaron Rodgers era.
Now, here we go.
Kenny Clark.
Love me some Kenny.
Mike Daniels.
Mike Daniels, a tough customer.
Ryan Pickett. B.J. Yep. Rodgers.
B.J. Rodgers, yep.
Now, I saw all of that. You know, I watched you guys. I watched them.
Mm-hmm.
Comparison with those guys. I don't think they were as big as you guys were they?
Not really. I mean, BJ was probably right up in there. You know what I'm saying? Ryan Clark and them guys, you know, they were big boys, man. But they weren't as big as we were. You see what I'm saying? But then again, Earl, you cannot compare that defensive line with our defensive line. You cannot. There is no comparison. I mean, we had the best defensive end that ever put his hand in the dirt.
Oh, Reggie White.
Reggie White. He can play all four positions.
Yeah, but so what they did then also said was the combination of Gilbert Brown and Santana Dotson was just unbelievable. And then they tried to compare Kenny Clark and Mike Daniels to the two of you, and they came out saying clearly that Gilbert Brown and Santana Dotson clearly had the upper hand in that.
Wow. I mean, he finally got something right.
Hey, so.
Because Earl, I'm going to tell you like this. We enjoyed punishing offensive lines. We enjoyed it. And here's the killer part about it, Earl. You know, you watch film all week and all that stuff. And then when you get out there on the field and they break the huddle and they start walking to the line and they see how really big we really are.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So as I was going through this, man, and I looked at, you know, some of the other positions, like the running backs.
Yeah.
All Brett Favre. Amon Green, Dorsey Levins, Edgar Bennett, all Aaron Rodgers, Aaron Jones, Ryan Grant, Eddie Lacy. I don't think there's any comparison. Do you?
No.
Amon Green, Dorsey Levins, Edgar Bennett.
Amon Green is the Green Bay Packers all-time leading rusher right now. And Dorsey Levins, when you got a nickname, The Horse.
Man, you know.
The Horse?
When they would do the little swing pass to Dorsey Levins, and he would pick up some steam. What did he weigh, 230?
Maybe. Because, you know, he started out as a fullback.
No, I know he was a big boy.
Started out as a fullback. But here, we missing out on Edgar Bennett. Edgar Bennett was a all-terrain running back. I had never seen nobody running mud like he did. Never.
So how big was Edgar Bennett?
He wasn't as big as Amon Noor.
Was he fast?
He was just strong.
Yeah, he was strong guy.
And his footing was amazing. I ain't never seen nobody that can run and everybody else slipping and falling. He's tote.
So, Gilbert, I don't think there's any comparison. Certainly Aaron Jones, but Ryan Grant and Eddie Lacy don't compare.
Ryan Grant was pretty good.
Oh, he was.
Ryan Grant was pretty good. Eddie Lacy was more power.
But he didn't last long enough.
He didn't last long. You're right.
I'm trying to figure. I just can't remember Ryan Grant.
I can't. Because if you look at him and Dorsey Levis, they look like twins on the field. They wore the same number. They both was pretty.
but they
both can tote the ball.
Yeah. Well, you know, he didn't have a long career.
No, I don't think he did either, no.
You know, fullbacks, all Brett Favre, William Henderson.
Oh, my God.
All Aaron Rodgers, John Kuhn.
What you about to say?
I don't know,
what
man.
What you about to say?
Hey, I'm just saying, man.
William Henderson brought his hard hat and his lunch pail to work, and he didn't put it down. That dude, man, he played special teams and offense to the max, dog. And when I saw him go in there and hit Urlacher in the mouth on several occasions, I mean, I would run to the sideline just to watch this. Pa-ya!
You know, man, William Henderson was a fullback who got the ball.
And he can catch.
Yeah, and he ran. He had 3,000 yards.
His nickname was Big Stiffy, and he can catch the ball now. Big Stiffy can catch the ball.
You say so what did he weigh? 230?
Oh, no. He had to be a bit of 250.
Oh, man. So the defensive backs hated to see him coming.
He was in the sweat box with me Thursday night because we had to weigh in on Friday.
So you know, here's the receivers. Okay. All Brett Favre, Sterling Sharp,
ooh.
Donald Driver,
ooh.
Your boy Antonio Freeman, Robert Brooks, and Javon Walker. That five, them some pretty bad boys, right? Safe to say.
Yeah, that's some pretty good dudes.
Okay, so Aaron Rodgers.
Donald Driver, ain't he the all-time leading receiver?
Yeah, all Aaron Rodgers. Davante Adams, Jordy Nelson.
Bad man.
Greg Jennings.
Bad man.
Randall Cobb. James Jones.
He was good.
And Christian Watson.
Christian Watson. He made it. He ain't busted grape yet. How he get in there?
Hey, Sterling Sharp.
I'd have picked some dude out of stands for me to put him in there. He ain't busted no grape yet.
Sterling Sharp, you keep saying should be in the Hall of Fame.
No question.
Donald Driver, the leading receiver in the history
of Green Bay. Mr. Dancing with the Stars.
Antonio Freeman, who is a buddy of yours. Was he underrated? Has he been underrated?
Yes, very underrated. Very underrated. And might you say, most of these guys that you said name was has been nominated for Hall of Fame.
For the Green Bay Pack Hall of Fame?
No. Oh. NFL Hall of Fame.
So Robert Brooks was a guy who, you know, was pretty good, man, but he didn't get a lot of – he didn't play very long, but, man
– injury.
Yeah, he took a beating. He was a cat that they would run in a linebacker territory, right?
Across the middle, man.
Yeah. He had courage, right? You need some courage to go across the middle.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, we got to
go
to a break. Phone lines open at 844-967-2789. Under the helmet, the Grave Digger. You can join us. We'll be right back.
Buck Tussle has been providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin before it was cool. Now we're celebrating the company and the bug that started it all. In honor of our mascot, Buford's birthday, and the anniversary of our company, we are giving new customers free service until 2024, and 5 current customers will win $1,000 each. For more details and to get Bug Tussle internet today, call 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
23 degrees.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Yeah, this album is dedicated to all the teachers that told me I never amount to nothing. To all the people that lived above the buildings that I was hustling from that called the police on me when I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter.
Yeah, yeah. All good.
People's in the struggle, you know what I'm saying? It's all good, baby, baby. It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall.
All right. Welcome back to Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show. Hey, Gilbert, let's keep on moving, man. Tight ends. So the era of Brett Favre and his greatest teams from versus Aaron Rodgers and his greatest teams. Mark Chmura, Bubba Franks, Keith Jackson, and Aaron Rodgers. That's Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers, Jermichael Finley, Donald Lee, Robert Tonyan, Mercedes Lewis. Now, you know all these guys because, you know, you played, you know, during your years, but you also got to see these other guys, you know. Mark Chmura.
Big, strong, powerful, red zone guy.
Good hands. You
know, he good hands, man. Good blocker, too. Yeah.
Bubba Franks.
Keith Jackson. Bubba Franks, he ain't the cutest dude in the world. But he can play some football now. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Pretty big boy too, right?
He was huge too, man. He was huge too.
And the Dean, Keith Jackson.
Oh, just a consummate pro.
Yeah. You guys got him late. You got him late. He played all those years. I think with Philadelphia, I think it might have been.
Yeah, he got him a ring and got on out of there.
Yeah, but he was you learned a lot from him. Safe to say that?
Oh my God, yes. He was a joy to play with.
Now, Jermichael Finley was very talented, right?
The biggest human I ever seen in my life,
and could run.
Oh my God, I was standing next to him a year ago, and I had to look up and say, "God damn, you big." I ain't never seen nobody bigger than me like that. I'm like, God.
And what is he, about 6'4", 6'5"? Wasn't he big tall guy?
Man, he looked like he about 6'9".
and he was kind of athletic.
Yes, he was a powerful tight end, very powerful tight end.
I don't even know who Donald Lee is. I remember Robert Tunney.
He made the cut. Made the cut.
And Mercedes Lewis is still playing today, 19 years.
Yes. Yes. You know,
still playing football. Ain't that hard to believe, man? Can't get 19 years and he's still at it.
Man, that Geritol is wonders, ain't
it? Let's go to offensive line, man.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
And who, you know, who? Chad Clifton.
Chad.
Mark Tauscher. Marco Rivera. Mm-hmm. Mike Wall. And Frank Winters. Tell me about your offensive line.
Frank Winters. Somebody asked me the other day, who is the the nastiest, meanest, just dude you ever played against. And I always say Frank Winters, my own teammate. You know what I'm saying? He made me better and I made him better. If he can block me, he can block anybody. And that's what he did.
So he's not in the Ring of Honor yet, is he?
No, he's not. I mean, he he's in the Green Bay Pack Hall of Fame. We went in together.
Oh, okay.
2008.
Aaron Rodgers, David Bakhtiari, Brian Bulaga.
Bulaga,
Josh Sitton, TJ Lane, Corey Lindsey.
That's a pretty good offensive line.
But you like, pretty good offensive but line. you like y'all's better.
Well, our offensive line was more finesse than they are. I think they were a little bit power. More power.
Yeah. I'll say
a little bit more attitude too.
So now we'll go to here we go. Edge rushers.
There's no
Brett Favre, Reggie White.
Period.
Kabir Baja Bia Miller.
Who?
Kabir Gabaja Bia Miller.
KGB.
You don't remember him?
I remember that.
Okay. Bunny Holiday.
V-Day.
Sean Jones. And Aaron Capman.
Vonnie had, I think he had 5 or 6 sacks one game.
Now,
Aaron. But ain't nobody comparing to number 92.
Aaron Rodgers, Clay Matthews, Julius Peppers. And of course, Julius Peppers was an old man when he came. I don't know
He still was balling, though.
Oh, he was. Yeah, because he played.
You know, Julius Peppers was a 2-sport player in college.
No, what else could he play?
North Carolina basketball.
Za'Darius Smith.
55.
Rashid Gary, Preston Smith. Now, these are young guys. They've added, you know, Za'Darius Smith, Rashawn Gary. And clearly, Rashawn Gary is going to go down. If he don't get hurt, he's going to be clearly a cat whose name is going to be added to that Hall of Fame in Lambeau. Absolutely. Would you agree?
Absolutely.
If he doesn't get hurt. But that's pretty close to call, would you say?
No, it's no close to call.
Oh, that's right, Reggie White.
Yes. There's no close to call. And they'll tell you that.
So let me ask you, Gilbert. Whenever I mention Reggie White, your eyes light up, man. Even after all these years, your eyes light up. Because you got to play with the legend.
Mm-hmm.
Arguably the greatest edge rusher in the history of football. Is it safe to say that?
The greatest. No one can do the things he done.
They like Ali. The greatest of all time.
All time.
Yeah. So Reggie White was that.
Yes. And I got to play with him.
Yeah. You know.
Exceptional on and off the field.
Yeah, man. You know, it's good kind of going down that memory lane walk, man. We didn't get to the linebackers, the defensive backs, or others, but it's safe to say both eras were great.
They were good. Yeah, both eras were good, but you got to remember one thing. My era went to 2 Super Bowls. Won one, lost one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Back to back. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the difference.
Yeah.
Well, it's tough to repeat.
Well, I didn't want to rain on your parade and say, well, during the Bart Starr era, they won back-to-back Super Bowls.
Hey, but at least we did. At least that era and this era went to 2 Super Bowls.
Yeah. Hey, man, the time gets away too quick, Gilbert.
Too quick?
Yeah, man.
We got to go?
Yeah, man, we got to go, man. You know, I only got to follow the rules.
If you were to waste the time at the beginning of the show talking about them stupid Lions.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one
saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 22 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization?
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.